Happy week 13, everyone. We're almost nearing the end of the NFL season. I'm Alex here and with Pat for the Sports Geeks podcast. Let's see, we're going to get right into the NFL stuff for this week. I hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving. Pat, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did. I had a decent Thanksgiving, caught up on sleep and stuff. How about you?
Yep, same here. Yeah, a few days off, so that's
good. Did you hit up the Black Friday shopping?
No, slept in.
I scored 2 PlayStation 3 games, and they were both for myself, so I feel kind of selfish.
Yeah, all right. Well, anyway. So the big story from this past weekend, we had a lot of crappy games on Thanksgiving, not much there. But the big game was supposed to be Monday night Patriots at Saints, and kind of turned into a blowout. So what did you think about that?
I had a tough time deciding how much of that was how great the Saints are and how possibly not great or overrated New England might be. I don't know. I think it's a combination. I think there might have been a little more hype behind New England than really was substantiated by their play recently.
So I think I agree with you. I think New Orleans is definitely good, and they got a good chance to go undefeated. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah, especially kind of considering their schedule. I mean, after that game, their toughest two arguably would be Dallas and Atlanta, and neither of which are powerhouses by any means.
Yeah, so
I had a question. I'm kind of reading both sides of the coin, I guess, and a lot of hype around the Saints. Do you think people have kind of forgotten what happened to New England the year they were running the table?
Yeah.
Kind of like, and I don't know. I think that New England team was a better team than the Saints team. And kind of looking back at this year's schedule, and part of this might be just wishful thinking on me as a Vikings fan, but, you know, they haven't played a lot of real quality teams looking back on things. So what's your take on that? Are they for real the real deal, or?
I mean, I think they have as good a chance as anybody, but I don't know that they're that far out in front, as maybe as some people are making it out to be.
Right. Well, and looking back, like when New England was on their run, when they went perfect for the season, you know, by week 10 or 11, I said that team is not going to lose all year. Obviously, they lost the Super Bowl, but I had a lot more confidence in that team than I do in this team, just because some of their recent games, I mean, beating the Rams by, what was it, 5 points, and Carolina by just 10, that's,
I don't know. But, okay, another question I was thinking about. They, you know, whenever Indianapolis, they're usually, you know, 12-4 or whatever at the end of the year, and they will rest their starters in the last week or so. Do you think if they're undefeated, do you think Peyton Manning will sit in the weeks up to the playoffs? Or do you think they'll go for the 16-0?
I think they're going to sit him. I think that perhaps they can maybe still make a push for 16-0 without him, but maybe play him a quarter. But I think just history shows that being 16-0 versus maybe 15-1 and 14-2, you know, isn't going to make that big a difference.
Yeah.
And actually, the rest is probably more beneficial. But you don't want to get rusty either, because we've seen that.
Yeah, that's hard for me, because if the Ravens were, you know, 15-0, I would want them to go 16-0. Like, even if it, you know, like, I don't see any reason you couldn't win the Super Bowl still if you won that game. So,
and right.
Then, I don't know.
It's tough with a team like the Colts, who so much of their success hinges on Peyton, whereas I think with the Ravens team, you're not going to bench the entire defense, you know, which is kind of their bread and butter.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see, you know, your thoughts on that, or say mine, if we had a quarterback on either one of our teams. And I guess Brett Favre is kind of, you know, really key for them. But say a caliber of a Peyton Manning, and what we would think. Would we want to bench him for rest? Or that's a tough question. It's going to hurt fantasy.
Yeah.
So.
If I was a fan, I would want them to go for it. I don't know. It would just be cool.
I think so, too, because, you know, to go down in history at the, you know, with the potential. And I mean, what's the difference? Say you end up losing second round anyway. You either went perfect for the regular season, or you're known as the team that gave away a couple and lost anyway. So
yeah. So that's true. All right. Well, tonight we're recording on Thursday night. And right now the Jets and the Buffalo Bills are playing. It's 16-10 Jets, another marquee game on Thursday night. They're not selling a lot of NFL Network. with these games.
No, I don't know what the plan. Are they purposely trying to drive that station into the ground, or I don't know. I'm surprised they didn't steal some bigger matchups. Yeah. But.
So we both picked the Jets earlier before we started, just for the record. By the way, last week on the picks, I was 13-3. Pat was 11-5. So I'm within one of Pat now at 120-56, and he is 121-55. So it's close.
Yes, very close.
All right, well, first game for this week, besides tonight, is Philadelphia at Atlanta.
Okay. One quick thing. I was going to just give Canada your welcome for giving you that great game tonight. That game is being played in Canada, so you're welcome, Canada. So,
yep.
Anyway, okay, Philly and Atlanta. I'm going to take Philly. Matt Ryan is out. Chris Redman did a pretty good job replacing him, but that was against the lowly Bucks, and I think that Philly's making that playoff push. I don't see them losing, so this week.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Philly, too. Philly's, I think, won four of the last six, and Atlanta's lost four of the last six. They're not going to have DeSean Jackson, I don't think, but I think they'll get done anyway.
Yeah, isn't Michael Turner still questionable for the Falcons?
I believe so. But what do you think Michael Vick will be, his return to Atlanta for his, you know, the three snaps that he plays?
Yeah, you know what, that didn't cross my mind when I was going over my notes, maybe because I just don't hear as much about Vick. That'll be interesting to see the reaction.
Like, I mean, I kind of want to watch to see, like, you know, when he comes out the field for his one play and on the series or whatever, just to see, you know, what the reaction will be.
Do you think they'll boo him since...
I don't know.
Because he didn't really leave the Falcons. They kind of just said, we're not taking you back and whatnot. But I guess it'll depend on how many dog lovers are in the crowd. So.
Yeah. PETA will be a protest.
Yeah. That'd be interesting.
All right. Then Tampa Bay at Carolina.
I think I'll pick Carolina. This is one of those toss-up games. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Jake Delhomme is finally out.
Yep. Got the shaft.
Broken finger. So... I don't know. I think that's going to be somewhat of an improvement, and it's a good thing they're playing Tampa.
Yeah, you can't get worse at quarterback.
You really can't, so.
They'll probably win. So I'm going to go with Carolina, too. Next one, another crap game, St. Louis at Chicago.
Yeah, it seems like, I don't know, maybe I'm just not thinking clearly about last year, but there seems to be a lot of crappy matchups.
Yeah, there's not a lot of good games this week, either.
No, it seems like we've been hitting that last few weeks in a row. But we got to pick a winner anyway. I'll take the Bears.
Yeah.
I mean, both teams are bad, but I don't know.
I think Kyle Bowler is still starting for St. Louis. And I've seen enough of Kyle Bowler in his Ravens days to know that it's not good.
You're not betting on him anytime soon?
No, definitely not.
Does Jay Cutler have any chance of saving face with the Bears fans? I mean, can he string together a few good games at the end of the year and redeem himself a bit? Or?
I guess he could, but he might just want to start from scratch next year.
Yeah, I would agree.
All right, Detroit at Cincinnati.
I'll give this one to the Bengals. I really can't figure out why they struggle against bad teams, like losing to Oakland and only scoring 16 against the Browns. And really, the first time they played the Browns, it was an overtime game. But I'll go with Cincinnati anyway, because I don't see Detroit taking advantage of any of that.
Yeah, I'll go with Cincinnati, too. Detroit, even at full strength, probably not, but they got a couple injuries they're dealing with. They've kind of been dealing with all year with Calvin Johnson and Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
And Cincinnati, I mean, they've been pretty good, you know, all things considered. So.
Right.
All right, and then division game. Game that was a big game last year, not so much now. Tennessee at Indianapolis.
I'm going to end Vince Young's little streak here, and I'll have Indy win this one. I think they got – both teams obviously have a lot to play for, but the sooner the Colts can wrap up home field advantage through the playoffs, like we talked about before, you know, they can consider maybe benching Peyton or not, whatever, but it gives them the option. So.
I mean, they can – I guess they – you know, your Vikings are right on their tail, but if the Vikings lose a couple, I mean, Peyton could sit like four games.
Right. Well, the Vikings are NFC, though.
Yeah, I didn't mean that. What am I talking about?
You must have been thinking
NFC.
Who's
the closest team for them in the –
Is it New England?
Yeah, hold on. It's probably Cincinnati.
I can look at the standings.
Yeah, I got it right here. It's Cincinnati at 8-3 and San Diego 8-3. So Peyton could really sit probably three games at the end of the year if they keep winning.
If they
want
to.
Which would be crappy.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a fan, you can't be happy about that.
No.
Like, you don't go there to see Jim Sorgi.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Right. I'm sure that's a consideration. I don't think they want to tick off a fan base too much. So.
Yeah. And then one more thing I wanted to mention. What do you think? You think Chris Johnson can get to 2,000 yards this year?
I think he can. The pace he's on is just insane. I heard some stat about his rushing touchdowns over 85 yards. He has 3 this year, and Barry Sanders didn't even have that many his entire career.
No, he said the stat I heard was he has 80 or 3 touchdown runs of 85 yards or more this year. No other player has more than 3 in their career.
That's just crazy.
I was looking at his per game. He's had a run of 30 or more yards in 9 of 12 games this year.
That's just
He picks them up in chunks, and that's why even if he's 300 short going into the last week, I mean.
Yeah, with break off a couple, and he's had games where he's had, well, one game in particular, he had a short screen pass that he took for 80 some yards.
That was a huge game.
Looking ahead, I mean, the team's defenses he's facing will be St. Louis, then Miami, then San Diego, then Seattle. So really, 3 of those 4 teams are below par.
Based on the whole year, he's on pace for 2,030, I think. But if you look at what he's done the last month, he's way exceeded that pace, and he could get to go well beyond 22.
Yeah, because he had some pretty low games against Indianapolis the first time around. The leading rusher was Lendell White with 51 yards, so he didn't even have that many that game.
Yeah,
so.
And Lendell White is totally out of the picture now.
Oh, yeah. You know, they talk about comeback players of the year. How about fall off the map player of the year? I mean,
well, that's what he's trying. He's just trying to put himself in the running for comeback player of the year next year.
Oh, that's what he's doing. Yeah, makes sense.
It's very strategic.
I know I sent you Chris Johnson's comments about him wanting to get the MVP.
Yeah.
And what do you think of kind of those statements?
Seems a little arrogant, but
it does, and I think. I know he said it's an individual award and he wants it as an individual, but you would want a player more talking about their win streak and the team winning.
Yeah.
And then he was downing Matt Ryan for winning the Offensive Rookie of the Year last year, and he kind of thought he should have won it. And just, I don't know.
Yeah,
I think
I read that. I don't know. I mean,
I don't think that's going to sit well with the voters. So you got to.
He's probably not doing himself any help with that. So.
No.
All right, well, next up, New Orleans at Washington.
I'm going to have to give the Saints another one here. We talked about earlier, big win for them Monday. I think they'll keep it going and stay a game ahead of my Vikings, which is getting really frustrating. But
Yeah, I'm going to go with New Orleans, too. I heard some people talking about, this would be maybe a letdown game for the New Orleans, and that doesn't make any sense.
No,
they're not going to miss a beat against Washington.
No, I could see if maybe it was a... Steelers or Cincinnati.
Yeah, if it was a halfway okay team, but it's Washington.
Not Washington. Right.
All right, next up, another crap one, Oakland at Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'm going to go Pittsburgh here. They really need this win to stop their little 3-game skid, and I don't know what's going on with Big Ben and his concussion and everything, but...
I think he's supposed to play this week, but they said that last week too, so...
Okay, and I'm not ruling Oakland out, though. I mean, 2 of their 3 wins were against what will be playoff teams in Philadelphia and Cincinnati, so and I don't know. I think they might be just dangerous enough if Pittsburgh keeps playing crappy like they have been.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Pittsburgh, too, though. I mean, I guess you never know. But
right.
You'd like to think that at home they can have enough home field advantage to get that win there.
Yep.
Let's see. All right, and then Houston at Jacksonville.
I will take Houston here. I'm really not sure how Jacksonville has a 1-game lead over Houston, just considering.
No, they haven't. Yeah, they haven't played anybody.
Okay.
All their wins are against bad teams. Their best win was probably against the Jets.
I've seen Houston play enough games this year and be competitive, against Indianapolis twice. So I'm gonna go with them.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Houston too. They lost a lot of close games, especially I think the last 3 weeks have all been. Kind of heartbreakers.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, Jacksonville, they're really not that good. As their record shows, it's 6-5. So.
Yep.
All right, Denver at Kansas City.
I will take the Broncos. Thanks to Josh McDaniels' little cussing outburst. That's YouTube sensation.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, that was good. And another reason why the NFL Network shouldn't exist, because a lot more people could have saw that live if it was on NBC or ABC. But I'm going to go Denver, so...
Yeah, I'm gonna go Denver too. Casey, just not much of a threat.
No, and a win for them puts them at 8-4, and if you assume the other division leaders win as well, that puts them in a tie for fourth place. So, right in the thick of the hunt there.
Yeah, definitely. So. All right, and then their division opponent, San Diego Chargers at Cleveland.
I'll take San Diego and keeping ahead of the Broncos. Rivers has been playing well, and this will be, if they win, it's the seventh win in a row. So.
Yeah, I'm going to go with San Diego too. I was actually heading in my notes Rivers. He kind of gotten overshadowed by the Mannings, Breezes, and Favres of the world, but having a real good season again.
Yeah, he is. They got a lot of talk preseason about potential Super Bowl favorite, or at least to make it to the Super Bowl. Do you think they're starting to show that, those signs again now?
I don't know. I think we see that every year, though.
I do too.
Start slow and then come on, and then win one or two in the playoffs, and then that's it.
And flop. Yeah, I just, their recent history is just not enough to get me too excited about them.
Yep. All right, this one's a pretty good one. Dallas at New York Giants.
I'm going to take the Giants. I really don't know. You'd think at this point of the year you'd kind of know what teams are about, but I don't with these two. I looked into kind of their wins, and six of the Cowboys' eight wins have come against kind of bad teams. And really for the Giants have had a bit harder schedule, but they've had a lot of kind of crappy games too that they've played. And you know, so I don't know what to think of these two, but I'll take the Giants for this game.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go with the Giants too. I think it's kind of a do or die game for them. They're at 6-5, and they're behind both the Eagles and Dallas in that division. So, I mean, if they don't win this one, they're probably out of it more than likely.
Do the Cowboys scare you if your team's playing them in the playoffs? I mean, I know Baltimore's your team,
no.
But if you were an NFC fan, I don't see it. I really don't. But
yeah, I don't. It seems like they do good against bad teams, like real good, so it thinks, you know, like they play, you know, Kansas City or whatever, and they'll win by 30, but I just don't know if they have a close game, you know, win or...
No. And
and then the playoff success hasn't been there the last, you know, 15 years or
so. Right, yeah. Not a good string of luck behind them, so...
Nope. All right, San Francisco at Seattle.
Another riveting game. I'll take the Niners. Again, looking back at the past six games for each team, San Fran has gone 2-4, as has Seattle, but in all of their losses for 49ers have been by less than a touchdown, and Seattle's been blown out in three of those losses, so that's kind of why I'm going by, or what I'm going by, I should say.
Yep, I'm going to go the same way on that one again. I wish you would pick somebody different than me so I could catch up to you.
Well, you can do one so far. Is that all we've picked different so far? Yeah.
No, we haven't picked different on any, so.
Oh, no, we haven't. Oh, okay.
No,
continue.
So. Yeah, well, I just like San Fran, Seattle. Seattle just has been disappointing the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, ever since they made it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It seems like Hasselbeck gets hurt a lot, and they get a lot of injuries in general, and it just doesn't pan out.
What happened to Sean Alexander? Any idea?
He just retired, didn't he?
Yeah, but I mean, that next year, I know he was still in the league and just complete.
Oh, yeah, he had that huge year with all those touchdowns.
Yeah,
and then I don't know.
That was the same year that Larry Johnson had such a killer year, and then both of them dropped off. I think they were the beneficiaries of good offensive lines and every single goal line carry possible. So.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. In 2005, he had 1,900 yards almost and 27 touchdowns. And then 2006, he had 900 yards and 7 touchdowns.
Yeah, so and that was the year.
It seems like there's a lot of running backs like that kind of have a couple huge years and then kind of drop off, you know?
Yeah.
Like Jamal Lewis or guys like that, you know?
Yeah, there's very few who kind of can stick it out over even, I mean, 4 years, 4 or 5 years is kind of rare for running backs, it seems.
Yeah.
Look what happened to Brandon Jacobs this year, you know? So.
Yeah, it's one of those things where... Even a lot of positions, you know, in the NFL, wide receiver and running back especially, it seems like there's a lot of guys that play really well for 1 or 2 years, and then, you know, it takes the real special guys that, you know, have a 10-year career where they're pretty consistent.
Right.
All right, and then New England at Miami.
I'll take the Patriots. I still think that they play with a chip on their shoulder after losses and stuff, and I think that embarrassment on Monday night might kind of spark them, so...
Yeah, I know we had that statistic before, and I don't remember it about them after losses. You know, they win a very, very high percentage of games after losing.
Some. Yeah, but on the flip side of things, Ricky Williams has been a real inspiration for potheads all over the way.
Yeah.
He's kind of picked it back up this year. So, but
all right, Sunday night. It's like the flex game. They got switched. Miami and New England got switched with this one. So,
yep.
I guess no one wants to watch New England anymore after last Monday night.
Apparently not.
All right, it's Minnesota at Arizona.
I'll take the Vikings here. I just think they continue to play well. Arizona, can put some points on the board, but the Vikings are playing too good right now for Arizona.
Yep, I'm going to have to agree with you. As much as I'd like to pick one up there, Arizona, it seems like Arizona, they kind of have an easy schedule. Like, to be 7-4,
mm-hmm.
considering that division they're in is really not that good.
Right. I kind of jotted that down, too. I said their record looks a little misleading, I think.
Yeah, and even last year, I don't know how they made it to the Super Bowl. Like, they were 9-6 last year, or 9-7, I mean. But six of those wins were in the division against, Seattle, St. Louis, and San Fran. So.
Right.
All right, and then Monday night, we got Baltimore Ravens at Green Bay.
Yeah, really big game for both teams. And I
definitely.
One, it took me a little bit, but I think I'll go Baltimore here, too. I just think Aaron Rodgers' success hinges too much on that O-line, and the way Baltimore plays defense, that's not a good combination for him. So.
Yep, I'm going to go the same way, obviously. Hopefully we can get – I don't know. I haven't checked on Terrell Suggs. If we can get him back and get him in that pass rush – I think it can definitely be a big game for them.
Yeah,
so.
I think this could be a totally different game, and I would I don't think it'd be much of a stretch to pick Green Bay, and I think actually they are favored in this game. But if they had a solid offensive line, I mean, Rodgers is really playing well. Again, I think we talk about Rivers getting overlooked, and I think Rodgers is too. But he's putting up stats when he's having to run like crazy back there because he's getting hit so much. So.
Yeah, he's been real good. I mentioned last week, I think he's like the number one fantasy quarterback just because of some of the rushing yards he gets. Maybe not by choice.
Yeah, out of fear for his own life. But.
Yeah. Yep. All right, well, that does it for all the games this week. We picked the same ones, which sucks.
I'll take a lead going into next week.
Yeah.
So.
That's all right, though. I'll make that up.
I'll sleep well. So.
All right, and then fantasy stuff for this week. Last week we did our picks for who we think will be number one players. Missed them all again.
Oh, really?
I'll just go through real quickly. Number one quarterback, obviously Drew Brees, 34 points. Number one running back was Justin Forsett from Seattle, who actually picked up in one league and did not start at 25 points, which is disappointing.
Ouch.
And then at wide receiver, you had Donald Driver, Maz Austin, and Percy Harvin all with 30. And then 23 for Antonio Gates for tight end.
Yeah, he had a big game.
Yeah, he hasn't had a lot of those this year. So
no, definitely not touchdown games. So,
all right, who you got at quarterback this week?
I think this is the first time I'm picking him, but I'm going to go Brett Favre. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But also, I think it's first time.
I think probably right. Huh?
And I don't think the Vikings in this game. In the past, they've had the luxury of being able to put Favre on the bench and rest him, and I don't know if that'll be possible with Arizona. I think they can score kind of quick, so I'll take Favre.
Yeah, it could be definitely a high scoring game. All right, I'm going to go with Phillip Rivers playing against Cleveland. I think they might want to win big just to, send a message maybe.
Yeah.
Get them back on the, the Super Bowl radar.
I thought maybe you'd say because you think Brady Quinn could take this to a shootout game. So, no? No?
No, I'm going to say no.
Okay,
all right. I don't think Cleveland has that in them. All right, running back?
I'll take Chris Johnson, even though I'm not super psyched about his kind of ignorant or selfish comments on MVP.
Yeah.
He's just pretty hot right now. So.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Chris Johnson, too. He's just been pretty unbelievable. Like, I was watching one of their games, and like I was getting scared. Whenever he got the ball, I was like, he's about to score.
Yeah,
he's just so fast.
Yeah, he's real shifty and elusive back there. And just
like, yeah, I don't know. I like him as a player. He's kind of a dumb jock, but
yeah,
like I'd like to have him on the Ravens if you'd like to come over.
Yeah.
Go him and Ray Rice, that'd be good.
That'd be a good combo. Better than him and Lindell White.
Yeah, so. Lindell. Yeah, Lindell, what did he do? Stop drinking tequila.
Yeah,
and
suck. And he lost weight.
I think he needs to get back on that tequila diet.
He needs to talk to Ron Artest and find out about how you can drink at halftime of games. So.
All right, wide receiver.
I'm going to give it to my boy, Chad Ochocinco.
Dang, dude.
You'd pick him too?
Yeah.
A couple of down games, and he's playing Detroit, so.
Yep. I had him too. I saw him talking smack today to Antonio Cromartie on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
he's comedy hour all the time.
So. Yep. Good guy. I like him. All right, and then tight end.
I'm going to take Vernon Davis. He's at same for you?
Yep.
Big couple weeks for him. He's had 2 touchdowns, 12 catches in the last 2 games. So.
You really need to stop stealing all my picks.
Yeah, that was thievery right there. So.
Yeah, so Vernon Davis, he's had 10 or more fantasy points 6 of the last 9 weeks, along with a couple like massive games.
Yeah.
And they seem to be throwing the ball better with Alex Smith. So. All right, anything else you want to mention this week before we sign off?
No, I think that should kind of do it. I'll just thank you to the people who've been keeping up with their fantasy basketball stuff. I see a lot of people are actually editing and changing lineups, so that's good to see.
That's good. Like I'm not doing good this week, but that's okay.
Maybe we should next week do a more talk about our fantasy football league with the Sports Geeks and
give a
playoff update.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right, well, sounds good. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you guys next week.